Stop what you're doing. Here is another world famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson. Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Okie dokie. So this man loves his motor vehicle more than his wife, his mother, his children, his everything. He's one of those guys. We all have this sort of guy in our family, right? Loves his car. I have no personal feelings for my motor vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a vehicle to me. Yeah.
You know, when it looks good and it's nice to drive, I'm very appreciative of a car. But I'm not obsessive.
It's not everything.
I just got my first car, so I'm a little bit in love. But listening to your guy, not the same WhatsApp group.
Not the same level.
No.
Okay, so he's taking his car in for a service. He drives an Audi TT. And he's that guy that doesn't even want the mechanic to drive his car. He just is like, I'll come and move the car. I'll put it on the ramp. When it's ready, I'll take it off the ramp. He's that guy.
You're very serious about his
car. But now he's dropped his car off. He's left it there. He's gone. He's about his daily business. He's waiting for the call, the customary call from the car shop to say, car's all fine. Just did an oil change. What? Okay. So I'm that guy making that call. Here we go.
Speaking.
Hello, Mr. Pocock.
Yes.
Hi, it's Glenya from Sheets.
Yes.
How are you doing?
On yourself.
Cool, man. Listen, I just wanted to find out, is there a special way to start your car?
You just use the key. It must just be in park. Yeah, it has to be in park mode and just put your foot on the brake and then you can start it.
Okay. I've just taken it out and parked here in the parking lot by the McDonald's, and I was just battling to get it going.
Yeah, where are you at McDonald's?
You see, it sounds like it wants to take, but then it doesn't. You know, because
you must sort that out, my friend. Why is my car at McDonald's?
You're not allowed to eat in this car, by the way.
Well, I needed to pop out to get some lunch, so I thought, well...
You're fucking insane.
Why?
You must be... You went to lunch and you took my car.
Yeah, well, the company car here wasn't... somebody else had taken it, so I thought I'll just pop out with yours. Come on. Come on, start, you piece of...
What's your name?
It's Glenn. Well, what is the problem anyways?
Are you asking me the question?
These chick cars are always so damn hard to start, man. Hey,
hello?
I just...
You can take my car and you want to get cocky with me?
No, what I'm saying, I mean, I just popped out.
Hey, talk to your mother like that, you f***ing asshole. You don't get cocky with me.
Hey, listen, easy, okay?
No, don't tell me easy. You don't f***ing get cocky. You take my car, and you're there to get sprayed, and you drive around in my car. Who gave you permission to drive my car?
Nobody. Look, I just wanted to drive a Audi TT, you know? The closest I've ever come to driving a TT is a Toyota Taz.
Good. Then that's fine. Is my car finished?
No. Hold on, let me just try it again. Come on,
man. Hey, listen. Do you think you're talking to one of your f***ing children?
No, listen. It's just a fantastic car.
Yeah. What else do you want?
Come on, one last shot. Come on. Oh, damn it. I've just dropped my McDonald's in the car.
You're not steady.
Look, dude.
Dude, talk to your mouth like that, you...
Her nail. Just like...
I think he's so mad at the moment.
Hello, engineer speaking.
Hi, can you just speak to me, please? I need to get this car going.
I'm busy at the moment. Find me back in about 20 minutes.
Look, I've got to be back at work for lunch. My lunch hour ends at 1:30.
And I didn't begin to care about your lunch hour because...
But we're not going to finish your car if you don't help me.
Excuse me?
We're not going to finish your car if you don't help me get it back to the yard.
No, you are going to finish my car, right?
No, I know.
Hey, listen, rocket scientist, you're wasting my time. I'm busy now. Idiot. I'm busy now. Speaking.
Listen, Rocket Man, please just... Guess who I've got on the line?
Oh, nice.
Yes!
Yes, I got no culture. No, actually, you guys are well done.
Yeah, we're open for business.
I've never heard someone sounding so relieved to find out it's only a prank.
Yeah, shame. Hey, listen, if you want anybody pranked, we still got time before Christmas. So, you know what to do. Email me. It's darrenS@kfm.co.za. Alternatively, there's a submission form on the website, which you can fill in at kfm.co.za.